If you are an irrigation professional, old or new, who designs, installs, or maintains high-end residential, commercial, or municipal properties, and you want to use technology to improve your business, to get a leg up on your competition, even if you're an old-school irrigator from the days of hydraulic systems, this show is for you.
Welcome back to the Sprinkler Nerd Show. I'm your host, Andy Humphrey. I'm recording this episode from my hotel room in New Orleans. However you say it. And I'm here this week for my annual e-commerce, shouldn't say my annual conference. I'm here for the annual e-commerce Fuel Conference, which is a conference for e-commerce owners, most of which sell over $1 million. Many sell in the eight figures, and some even more than that. And it's a great time to network with other similar, like-minded individuals, kind of like going to a conference for irrigation professionals. This is, you know, just for e-commerce businesses. And what's really cool is that you can learn things about all different industries, but the way that e-commerce works is very similar. And the purpose for this episode is not to talk about e-commerce, but to share something that I learned this week after listening to one of the keynote presentations, which was given by Dave Klein. And Dave Klein used to be a management recruiter, I believe, for Bridgewater Associates and Moody's, and he's just spent his entire career working in management leadership, and he gave an excellent presentation. And there was a quote that he shared, which I would like to share with you, that was not his quote. I believe it was a quote from Peter Drucker, but it really struck a chord with me because, well, for a couple reasons, but I more recently have come to the, I don't know if it's a conclusion, the thought, the realization that if it's meant to be, it's up to me. And you can say the same thing for yourself. And it can be very easy to look outwards at problems versus looking inwards at problems. And I think I may have talked about this a little bit here recently. So maybe that's why I tuned into this particular quote that I'm going to share with you. And the quote goes like this: "The bottleneck is always near the top of the bottle." And when you picture a bottle, let's just say it's a bottle of Coke or a bottle of wine, the bottleneck is always near the top of the bottle. And so if you look inside, if you picture an organization, a team of any size, there's typically a leader of the team, of the group, of the organization, of the division. And if the bottleneck is near the top of the bottle, that means who sits at the top of the bottle? That would be the leader. That would be the manager. That would be the president, the CEO, etc. So if the bottleneck is near the top of the bottle, that means the bottleneck is very close to the leader, to the people in charge. And how interesting is that? That if the bottleneck for the business is near the top of the bottle, that would mean that it's up to the leaders to open up the bottleneck, to clear the bottleneck. And in the presentation, Dave went on to share that 60% of first-time managers, meaning individuals that move into a new organization or move up in an organization into a position of management, 60% of them fail in the first year. So if you're becoming a manager, the odds are stacked against you. So if you are an irrigation technician that is taking a new role as the service manager, just as an example, there is a 60% chance you are going to fail in the first year. And it seems that, I don't have any particular examples, but it just seems that oftentimes you hear, you read, you see that managers and people in general often point fingers. How many times have I told John that he needs to take his shoes off before he walks into the customer's home. I'm just using this as an example. I've told John 10 times and he keeps doing it. We got to fire John. And that might be a stupid example, but instead of looking inwards and thinking, huh, I wonder if I'm not explaining this to John in the right way. What other ways could I look at communicating this to John so that John understands what to do? It's so easy to look at the people around us, especially on a team, and on a team with multiple types of personalities, multiple backgrounds, multiple things happening at home, et cetera, and understand why they're not following directions or why they're doing it a different way. When really, maybe we have to look back at ourself, that maybe we are the bottleneck. Maybe if you fire John and you hire Tim, maybe the same thing could happen. It might be a different example, but perhaps there could be a reoccurring pattern of people not being good enough, not doing the right things. And so that's kind of just what resonated with me this week. And I just like the expression that the bottleneck is always near the top of the bottle, because for me, I can see this. I can picture the bottle of Coke, the old glass bottle of Coke or Pepsi, whatever it might be, or the bottle of beer. And I can picture the bottleneck being near the top. And I just love the analogy, because as a leader, we should be working on ourselves in order to clear those bottlenecks. And you can take that for what it is. You can put it into your own terms. You can think about it through your own lens and how that expression might affect your business and what it might look like for you as a leader to work on some of this and to coach your other leaders and managers in your business to have the same sorts of philosophies. And I think there's a couple different ways that you could interpret this. I interpret it as more of a self-reflection. And, you know, the almost like the process of questioning our own methods, questioning our own decisions, our own attitudes, you know, towards change. Am I the bottleneck? Am I the bottleneck in my team's performance? You know, do I resist new technologies, for example? We know there are a lot of managers, let's not just say leaders, there are a lot of managers in the service industry, in the construction industry, that might be resisting new technology or new methods. You know, how can I lead better? How can I communicate more clearly? How can I inspire my team instead of my team's just not inspired? Two different ways to look at it. And that this example of the bottleneck being near the top of the bottle is a great way to almost to say, look in the mirror without saying, look in the mirror, right? It's just a different, it's a different perspective. So I think that by embracing this self-reflection, we might unlock, you know, a path to understanding personal and professional growth more easily, or being open to personal and professional growth. And that it's not always necessarily about casting, you know, judgment either on ourselves or others, or it's self-reflection. So this approach might not, let's see, how do I say this? It might not only elevate our service, but also foster just a more of a culture internally in your business of continuously learning and growing with the team. And your direct reports might need to have the same attitude towards self-reflection. So had this thought. And if the leader can self-reflect and show that to the team might be willing to also self-reflect, because the leader is maybe showing that little bit of vulnerability and not finger pointing, for lack of a better words, at their team, but looking inwards to see how they can improve and grow their teams. I don't have much experience with managing large teams. I have, a small staff, and I personally don't like to manage, which means I probably don't. Instead, I just kind of like to show where we might be going and help the team get there. But understanding management and leadership is something that I'm interested in. And so I think that's why this quote just landed with me. So take it for what it is. And maybe instead of, looking at whoever on your team might be annoying to you, not following directions, not doing what you want them to do, maybe there's just a different way to look at it. Maybe think about how you are approaching that member of the team and what other ways could you work with them that could improve their abilities. So, all right. Thank you for listening. That's my thought this week coming from New Orleans. And I'm going to head out tonight with a bunch of other e-com nerds. So we've got sprinkler nerds, all you guys listening. And tonight I get to hang out with e-com nerds. And maybe based on some conversations I have tonight, I might share some stories with you guys in the future. So that's what I have this week. Thank you so much for listening as always. We'll catch you next week on another exciting episode of the Sprinkler Nerd Show.